In college basketball last night, the men's teams wrapped up the Final Four. Now two teams are left standing, UCLA and the University of Florida. Florida handily ousted this year's Cinderella team, George Mason, 73-58, and UCLA's defense managed to wear down Louisiana State University, winning 59-45. Florida and UCLA will head to the championship game tomorrow night in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tonight, the women's championship contenders will be determined when their Final Four games get underway in Boston. Joe Sullivan is sports editor for the Boston Globe, and he's on the phone. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, let's start with the men's games last night. What'd you see?
Well, I think that Florida is a team I've been impressed with since the first couple of rounds. I really thought they'd be a team that could win the championship after seeing them win their first two games. And they were in control the whole way against George Mason. And I know we're all sad to say goodbye to George Mason, but it was an astounding achievement for them just to even get to the Final Four. And they lost to a better team that played very well, I think.
Florida and UCLA didn't really have a tough time winning last night. What do you expect tomorrow? A good game?
I think it will be a close game. I think they are contrasting styles, with Florida wanting to play a little bit faster than UCLA. UCLA's emphasis is to really tighten up on the defense and keep the score in the 50s or 60s. Florida would like to see a more high-scoring game. UCLA has played great defense in this tournament, and that's why they're in the Final Four. But this is really going to be a challenge because Florida has so many different players who can hurt you. They're big players, notably Joakim Noah, but also Horford can hurt you inside. And then they have great guards who can score, Torian Green. And Lee Humphreys is sort of a forgotten player on Florida, and he really was a key to beating George Mason yesterday when he hit a bunch of three-point shots.
George Mason really was the Cinderella team this year, and before we let them turn into a pumpkin, a little bit about their coach, Jim Larrañaga. He said he likes to keep his team loose. He's not one of these in-your-face, get serious. He lets his teams, you know, go out, have some fun.
I personally enjoyed his style. He really isn't the sort of serious coach that you see so much of these days. He seemed to enjoy the experience. I think what he did to get this far will not be repeated soon, and that he'll be remembered forever by college basketball fans for having accomplished this.
Okay, the women are up tonight in Boston, Final Four. What's in store?
The big thing is we have three ACC teams here, North Carolina, Maryland, and Duke. LSU is the fourth women's team, which will have to play against Duke in the other women's semifinal. We have North Carolina and Maryland playing the early game, and North Carolina is a real fun team to watch. They score a lot of points, and they played some very interesting games against Maryland this year. They've been very high scoring, so we could see a game that could be in the 90s today with teams running up and down the floor at the Boston Garden tonight, which will be very entertaining. But North Carolina has been number one for most of the season. They have a great point guard in Ivory Latta, who's exciting to watch. I think they look like the team is going to win it all here. But I think what we're looking at here is an all-ACC women's final, Duke against North Carolina. That famous rivalry is coming to Boston to decide the women's national championship.
Joe Sullivan is the sports editor for the Boston Globe. Joe, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.